Now, in the second part of a two-part interview, Ian Willoughby meets one of the greats of Czech popular music, Pavel Bobek, whose hit versions of U.S. folk and country songs are more familiar to many Czechs than the originals.
Zvonil budík, bylo ráno, v hlavě mé byl kámen snad a pod ním tma. Když jsem snídal čbánek piva, ještě zdálo se, že divnou příchuť má. Když jsem spláchl chladnou vodou, z očí sny a z tváře závoj šidivý.
For many Czechs, Pavel Bobek is the voice of country pop, thanks to his hugely popular Czech language versions of hits by U.S. singers like John Denver and Kris Kristofferson. He's also a trained architect and was a close friend of Jan Kaplický, the renowned Czech designer who died in 2009 after a long and fruitless struggle to have one of his plans realized in Prague. In this, the second part of a two-part interview, Pavel Bobek speaks about Kaplický and aspects of his own career. But first, he discusses his love of Johnny Cash, whose songs he recorded on his most recent LP.
Well, when I first heard Johnny Cash, when he was starting, it was deep in the 50s, and the first time I heard his voice and listened to his songs, I know this is something new, something not ordinary, something then extraordinary. And when Johnny Cash was first time in Prague, it was 1978, I'm quite sure, 78. I met him, I spoke to him. He was a person filling me with energy, and there was some big energy coming from his voice and his group, the people on stage to me. And when I met him and I shook hands with him, I knew this is a very, very big man. Not only that he was that big.
He had a nice kind of revival of his career towards the end after some years where he wasn't so popular. Were you pleased as a fan to see him go through that?
Yeah, but I think it's kind of exaggerated. His popularity was always very, very high, though of course there were some ups and some downs. So I don't think he was much down, but of course his career and his life was first years were especially very wild. It was not easy to stand on the top with the journalists and people from the press, some scandals. There were some scandals. I've never had scandals. I was not that wild, and I was not that good as he was.
Tak jsem vyšel ven a díval se, jak slunce nový den má ve své moci. A pak mi vánek poslal vstříc, tu vůni nedělní, co z horkých ploten voní. A náhle chtěl jsem být zas s tebou, někde za městem, ve stínu jabloní. Chtěl bych být v nedělní ráno, v chodníku kvádrem žulovým.
Generally speaking, were Czech rock and rollers less wild than their Western counterparts?
Not at all. They're very, very wild. Not me, but my good companions from the rock and roll years, like maybe some people will still remember the name Mickey Volek. He was a good friend of mine, a very intelligent guy, very, very good boy, but somehow he didn't manage to be so popular and to have so many girls.
And he died young?
He died very young. And I almost was with him until he died. He was not alone. There were many wild rock and rollers. I was not that good that I would be that wild as they were.
If we could digress for a second, a good friend of yours was the architect Jan Kaplický, who was your university friend. What kind of relationship did you have with Kaplitsky?
Yes, I met him when we started to study gymnasium when we were 15, and we had the same interests. For the first time we spoke together because he came from other school than I came. We had the same interest in music, interest in technique, in building aircraft models, and simply some. I think what I'm thankful to him for is that he taught me somehow to feel a beauty in ordinary things like buildings, like cars, like airplanes, like music. And he taught me that architecture and music have very much in common. They have melodies, they have height, they have deep depth, they have rhythm. So we were very, very close friends, though he, after Soviet invasion in 68, he left. He started to work in Britain. He was very tough because his architecture was not easy to sell, but somehow he made it there. He wanted to make it here at home because he was a patriot. Maybe I am one who knows how big patriot Jan was. So it was his dream to build something in his native Prague. He didn't manage.
This was the famous Blob National Library building. He tragically died about 2.5 years ago, the same day that his daughter was born. He was 70. Do you think that the stress of all the disputes about the library maybe harmed his health?
Definitely. He was very unhappy, and he was strong enough to fight and fight and fight, but still it was too much. I'm quite sure.
Dobře vím, že jsem svého srdce pán. Mé vlastní oči hlídají mě, když jsem sám. Pavoučí sítí se cítím omotán. Teď, když tě mám, víc nehledám.
If we could get back to your career, you released an album last year that was a success, Víc nehledám, I'm not looking for anything more. It was an album of Johnny Cash songs recorded in Nashville. Was that a kind of realization of a dream for you to record in the home of country music?
It was not a dream because I never dreamt about something like that. It was more than a dream. It came like a lightning from the sky, and I couldn't believe. And then somehow I was in Nashville. I was sitting in the chair, and the people there from the studio told me, last week, Chris Christopherson was sitting in your chair. And so it was not a dream come true. It was something, it's a marvel.
In September, you'll be 74 years old. I guess it's fair to say you're at an age when people often ask you to evaluate your career. Looking back today, how do you view your career?
Oh, let's not speak about career. It was I think somehow I'm thankful for what I am, for what I have been going through. And I still hope I'm not at the end. I feel full of energy to continue, but let's not exaggerate it. One day, the interest of the people, the audience, will definitely go down, and then I won't be sitting in the chair and shouting, here I am, I still can't sing. No. I hope I will know when to come when the moment comes, I should go off.